Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
In Isaiah chapter 6, we read these words, "Then said I, here am I, send me. And he said, that is God, go and tell this people." Well, that's exactly what Franklin Booth and his wife Brenda and their family have been doing down in the country of Panama for many years now. And Brother Booth says, "Praise the Lord, we have a lot to share. Since the summer started here," now this is in Panama, and it was in December when it started, and he says, "we've been extraordinarily busy. Every year during this time, we pack as much into these 3 months without school as we possibly can. The first week of January, we started by participating in our annual preaching conference, Fuegos del Evangelismo, in David, that's the city, and we had a dozen or so teens and adults travel with us for this worthwhile event. And returning refreshed with the Lord's Word, after that, we immediately prepared to participate in a planned medical clinic on the northern coast of Panama. The clinic was held in Palo Verbora, and all week, we had about 40 dedicated Christian medical professionals from the United States and Panama attending the patients. And praise the Lord, we had 625 help physically with some individuals and families walking up to 12 hours to be treated. The greatest benefit came from the last stop that each patient had to make before they were allowed to leave. And this station was where we had Pastor Oscar Chavez, his son, and a few others share the plan of salvation with them. There were 220 Panamanians who made professions of faith, and quite a few attended the evening services that were held afterwards. This clinic is being used as a tool to establish a church in the area, as the son of a national pastor is planning to start this as soon as possible. Well, that's just wonderful news, and that's exactly what missionaries do. They find open doors and they find tools where they can share the gospel with people and at the same time helping people physically and in other ways. Well, Brother Bruce says, the following week, we hit the ground running to work on the last-minute details of our annual teen youth camp. And this year, the teen's camp theme was Tactics of War, taken from Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 6, referring to the need to use God's wisdom to fight the tactics that the devil has used against us since Adam and Eve. Well, praise the Lord once again. The Lord blessed us with a full camp with 133 campers and workers present. An evangelist, Carlos Sauceda, preached and taught the teens, and the Holy Spirit spoke, and we had 3 teens make professions of faith, and 13 teens surrender their lives to full-time Christian service. One of the teen girls who surrendered to full-time Christian service was Emily from Trinity Baptist Church, who just recently got baptized. The youth conference after the camp was a great blessing as well. Monday evening, we had about 201 in attendance, with 4 more surrendering their lives to full-time Christian service. Thank you to each of you who donated to help several campers to participate. One of them was the young lady who surrendered her life to serve the Lord. Praise Him. Well, Brother Boo says, as the summer's winding down, we still have our vacation Bible clubs that'll be taking place. So thank the Lord for these faithful missionaries who are getting out the word and seeing great results.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.